what would you call, you're gonna love me, what would you call a sexually overactive or indiscreet male?
I don't know.
Okay.
I have a lot of names I can call him.
Any you want to tell me?
I don't want to tell you.
Okay. How about a female? Who's that one?
I don't know.
Okay. What would you call a real ugly man or a boy?
Homely.
Okay, or would you say, ever say he's ugly as what?
Don't make sense.
Okay. What about a girl? What would you call her? She's real ugly.
Homely.
Okay. What about a real attractive boy or man?
Handsome.
Okay. Or a real attractive girl or woman?
Pretty or charming.
Okay. What would you call a person who was reading all the time? He wasn't necessarily real smart, you know, but he just didn't do anything but read.
A bookworm.
Okay. What would you call somebody who was really smart? I mean, didn't necessarily read all the time, but he's real smart.
Intellectual.
Okay. Sometimes in a classroom, there's one or two kids who try and get the teacher's attention all the time. Try to get her approval and try to get praise from the teacher. And sometimes they don't succeed, but they're always trying. You know, what would you call them? Well, what would the other kids call a child like?
A pest, a nuisance.
Okay, anything else?
Teacher's pet.
Okay, what does that mean?
Not necessarily, because the teacher wouldn't have to be. I said, not necessarily the teacher's pet, because the teacher doesn't always go for that, you know.
Yeah, okay. Sometimes this carries over into adult life, and you get, you know, people on the job who are always trying to butter up the boss and trying to, you know, get his approval and that kind of thing. What would you call somebody like that? How many grades are in grade school now?
12. I mean, all the way through, you mean?
No, just
six.
In elementary.
Six.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And how many are in junior high?
Three, I think.
Which one? The
junior high is the three grades, 7, 8, 9.
Oh, okay. And then high school is?
10, 11, and 12.
Okay. What do you call the kind of, I'm getting tired too, the place at a school where they have basketball games?
Basketball court.
Okay.
Court.
Yeah, and that's in the what usually?
Gym.
Okay, what else do they do at the gym?
Basketball.
What do they call the place at school where the toilets are?
The restroom.
Okay. Now here, I got this big long list of different nationalities. You know, people from different countries. And I want to know if you know of any other names for them, you know, other than just the one that I read. Yeah. And if you do, tell me if the name is polite, or if it's just neutral, or if it's meant to be insulting or derogatory somehow. Okay? Also, there are a lot more nationalities here than are in San Antonio. So, I mean, you know, some of them you may never have met. So just, you know, not go on. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I've got a whole list. Okay, do you know of any other names for Orientals? Like Chinese and Japanese, those people?
Thailand, Orient, something.
Yeah, Thai.
And Vietnam.
Well, I mean, any nicknames for these people?
Oh, yeah. Chinks.
Okay, what is a chink?
Is it Chinese? Okay. A Jap?
Okay, is that a derogatory term?
It's kind of.